News via remote, I'm Liz Peltet. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios news site that he did not discuss an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt of the interview released Wednesday, said he discussed other things with President Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated the dismissal of the bounty allegations. The president says the intelligence community didn't think the accusations were real and not worthy to reach his desk. U.S. defense and intelligence officials have long been concerned about Russian interference in Afghanistan, complaining repeatedly that Moscow has been providing the Taliban with weapons and training. A Pentagon report released July 1st, while making no mention of the alleged bounties, warned Russian involvement is growing. A U.S. lawmaker has tested positive for the coronavirus prior to a trip with President Trump Wednesday. The news site Politico published the news on Representative Louis Gohmert, who has been seen recently on Capitol Hill without a mask. The Texas lawmaker tested positive after being screened Wednesday at the White House before he was due to depart with President Trump on a flight to Gohmert's home state. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he tested positive for COVID-19. Lukashenko said doctors believe he was asymptomatic. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A new daily record in COVID-19 infections in Japan, the country topping more than 1,000 cases for the first time since the pandemic began. Japanese broadcaster NHK reports the daily total surpasses 1,200 cases, but the exact number of new cases could not be verified. Districts like Osaka are reporting their highest numbers of infections. For example, officials in the Western Prefecture reported 221 cases, the first time the daily infection figure has surpassed 200. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday. He'll promote the Trump administration's preference for in-person classes for school students this fall. The vice president said just last week that opening up schools again is the best thing for kids, and it's also the best thing for working families. Some of the largest school systems in the nation, including those in the cities of Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Houston, have already announced they will begin the academic year with only online classes. Britain said Wednesday it has signed a deal for up to 60 million doses of potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine supply agreements than any other country. The UK has secured 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Reuters reports the EU is also working towards strengthening COVID-19 treatments. A spokesman says the European Union has made available up to $53 million to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. On Wednesday, Zimbabwe agreed to pay $3.5 billion in compensation to white farmers whose land was expropriated by the government to resettle black families. The action moves the country a step closer to resolving one of the most divisive policies of the Robert Mugabe era. The Southern African nation does not have the money, however, and will issue long-term bonds and jointly approach international donors with the farmers to raise funding, according to the compensation agreement. Two decades ago, Mugabe's government carried out, at times, violent evictions of 4,500 white farmers and redistributed the land to around 300,000 black families, arguing it was redressing colonial land imbalances. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.